Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Kell here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. We're going to start here and talk about Keenan Allen taking on Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings have given up the fifth most receptions and the fourth most yards per game to receivers in the slot. Add it all up and they've given up the second most fantasy points per game to inside wide receivers. And the Bears offense, let's be real, it looked and felt a lot better under new OC Thomas Brown. The volume uptick for Keenan is also undeniable. Over his last three games now, Allen is averaging 8.0 targets per game. That is a big leap from the 5.25 targets he averaged in his previous four games. Now, can I also say this? I want to stay with this team now, and I really like Rome Odunze versus Minnesota. He might be my favorite sleeper wide receiver this week. Odunze is coming off of a strong 10-target game last week where he produced six grabs for 65 yards. 12.5 in PPR. It doesn't move the needle for a lot of people, but man, he has a real opportunity against Minnesota to put up an even bigger number. Those 10 looks, by the way, that's the most he has seen since his 11-target game in week number three. But here's the thing. Keenan Allen was hurt in that week three game. So truncated target share, concentrated target share, I should say. And as a result, Odunze saw 11 targets. This is different. In week number 11, Chicago had all of their pieces. Thomas Brown, the new OC, it was pretty clear that Rome Odunze was going to be a bigger feature piece in this offense with this new OC, right? In a six-game stretch from weeks 4 to 9, Odunze averaged just 5 targets per game. Just 5. You're telling me after they make the coordinator change, all of a sudden everyone is healthy, DJ Moore is there, Keenan Allen is there, he doubles his average going from 5 to 10? Listen, that is a purposeful 10 targets, if you get my drift. They want to feature this guy. And I think it makes sense. If you're watching the Chicago Bears play, Keenan Allen has, my God, he has lost some juice. Of that, there is no question. DJ Moore is having literally, not figuratively, a career worst year. And I think that the Bears are going away from that. So they want to feature Rome Odunze more heavily, who I think has been playing pretty darn good football. And again, Odunze, bigger role in this offense. It's a great matchup too, man. Great matchup. Minnesota has given up the third most receptions and the third most yards and the fourth most fantasy points per game to outside wide receivers this year. They've allowed an outside receiver to score 15-plus PPR points against them in 5 of their last 6 games. The only team to fail to produce a productive outside wide receiver against the Minnesota Vikings, a transitory Colts offense that was going from Anthony Richardson trying to figure out, okay, do we like Joe Flacco? Do we like AR? Do we like Joe Flacco? We don't know. A team that was trying to find some identity there. And again, their outside receivers are banged up Michael Pittman, Adonai Mitchell, who's a rookie, and Alec Pierce, I like Alec Pierce, but I mean, come on, he's a inconsistent player.